As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Soccer show and an episode in which we are not going to look back upon a disappointing weekend where the USMNT didn't play too well, where England were relegated in the Nations League, and most depressing of all, Scotland won. And yes, I'm including a Friday morning USMNT game in the weekend. Don't at me, please. Instead of that, we're going to have a bit of fun today with the triumphant return of a TSS classic favourite game. Ooh. My name's Ryan Bailey. Joining me today, your friend and mine, your quizmaster, if you will, Tater Rockwell.
Hello, Ryan Bailey. Good to have you back. We definitely missed you. And if the meanest thing you get in talking about that USA game is that Friday isn't technically the weekend, then I think you have come out ahead, my friend.
It should be the weekend, though, shouldn't it, right? Even Friday morning.
I think so. Four-day work week and USA wins on Fridays. Let's make both of those things happen.
Yeah, I think we should all shift down into third gear or so when Friday morning hits, don't you, Tay-Tay? Yep.
Which is why we don't record on Fridays, because I'm aware that that's everyone's policy. Yes, I agree.
Indeed. Joining us, Taylor, a man who's had more stadium pies than Watford have had managers, it's G-Money, Graham Ruthven.
Hello, Ryan. I'm not so sure about that. I read that Watford have had 9 managers in the last 3 years. Everyone thought they'd changed this season. Young manager, project. Nope, nothing's changed at all. But I did have a pie at the weekend, so you're accurate there.
Tell us about the pie, please.
So actually, it was a 4 for Bridie. I tell a lie. There is a difference there. And it was actually in 4 for, so genuine 4 for Bridie. And there was the mascot that 4 for Athletic, easy for me to say, have, is a Bridie. They get someone to dress up as a Bridie. So I took a picture of the Bridie, both in baked form and in mascot form. It's on my Twitter, if anyone is curious about those two things.
I'm curious about a few things, starting with, sorry, Ryan. For those very, very few people who have no idea what a Bridie is, Graham?
So it's essentially just, it's like a Cornish pasty, but a Cornish pasty has like potatoes in it, whereas a 4 for Bridie, obviously you take out the one healthy bit, it's Scottish, and it's just meat and onions, essentially. But it's done in gravy, and the pastry is the real event. It's kind of folded over pastry and baked very nicely. It's just very good.
Sounds
very
light.
Popular.
Very good. So if you and your friend both get one, is it a 4-4-2?
Way. I mean, the thing with 4 for Athletic was when they were in the same league as East Fife, everyone always wanted 4-4-5, East Fife 4, but it never actually happened.
Taylor, anything else to make fun of these dietary habits before we move on?
I just enjoy that our final co-host, who is the last remaining to be introduced, I feel like is silent because of that, also because he has no idea what this conversation is about either, so I feel like I'm in good company there. Graham, did you see my other thing, not making fun of Graham, more so Watford. Graham, did you see the tweet from Duncan Alexander about the number of managers that Watford have had?
I didn't, no.
Since July of 2012, how many managers will this be? Once they appoint, I think they have appointed Slaven Bilic, so he becomes their what number, Graham, since 2012?
Since 2012?
Yep.
Wow.
And this
so
is not interim.
3 years.
This is permanent manager.
It's got to be like 15? Is that
17th. permanent manager, which is, to continue his tweet, only one fewer than West Ham have had in their entire history. So well done to West Ham, less so Watford.
Wow, that is quite a statistic. And we've got quite a final co-host to introduce for you guys, the aforementioned man who will, in a couple of weeks, be switching the arid desert for a New York winter. Joe Lowry, are you excited by the prospect of TSS live from New York?
I'm so excited. I don't know what my body does. Okay, I have been in that sort of cold before, but I don't really know what my body does over a long period of time in cold weather. But I'm ready to find out. Graham's going to be wearing that beautiful USA kit that just got released. He promised me that on Twitter, and Graham would never go back on his promise. We're going to be vibing. Yep. We're going to be hanging out doing a live show. I mean, come on. It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't indeed. The live show, of course, November 20th at, I want to say, 8 p.m. Eastern at Littlefield, Brooklyn. Tickets are $25 plus your booking fee. We're going to have a lot of fun here. It's the opening day of the World Cup. So after the festivities of Qatar versus Ecuador, we've got lots of fun and games planned for the show. We'll have a beer with you or a non-adult beverage if you so desire. We'll put a link in the show notes to the tickets as well. And the tickets, Graham, they're in dollars. So if you buy one, you'll probably need about £1 million at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not planning on buying any tickets now because, as you say, I will need to be a very wealthy man to buy a ticket in dollars at this moment in time. what a great time to be on this island.
Foreign exchange banter. Doesn't get any better than that, Graham, does it?
I mean, the only way it gets better is for both of you to talk about how expensive the tickets are. That's great work, guys. That's great work.
The point was that pound sterling's worthless, Tater. It's a joke.
It is. I appreciate that. I appreciate you bringing it back up, Ryan, because you were not here for the announcement. How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling very good about it today. I'm very excited to have all four of us in the same room with a bunch of our friends talking about soccer. I honestly think things can't get much better than that.
Yeah, you say in the same room. That's our sleeping arrangements as well. Has anyone told you that?
I was understanding we were in two rooms. We were Bert and Ernie and Graham.
Yes. Ah, yeah, that's right. One toothbrush as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And in the other room, they're Donald Ducking, which is different. He's in wet pants. Anyway, Taylor, we've got a very special show today in lieu of our weekend review.
Yeah.
You're going to host our quiz today. Can you tell us what it is and lay it out for us, please?
It's the Wikipedia game. We had a question about it last week. We've had a few questions about it, and it's one that we've played for a very long time. Former co-host, late co-host, Daryl Grove and I came up with, I think, on a road trip when we were bored. We were listening to Doug Loves Movies at the time, that podcast, and they were playing the Leonard Maltin game, which they play for movies, and it's based off of Name That Tune, and we came up with the idea for the Wikipedia game. I think that's the gist of the origin story, but it's one that we would sort of use when we didn't want to talk about other stuff or where we felt like we needed a break from serious news. Trivia, always a good time. So the Wikipedia game, for people who are new to the show or for my co-hosts who have forgotten the rules and are now slightly panicked about having to play it, Graham.
That's me. Not me.
So basically, I will give you – I have a couple different categories for players, two specifically. I have five players for each category. I'll give you clues about the player from their Wikipedia page as well as their number of clubs. I obviously will not tell you the name of that player. Based on the information I then give you, you all will take turns bidding the number of clubs you think you need to hear to guess who the player is. So let's say a player has six clubs, or they've played for six clubs in their career. If Graham starts after hearing the clues and the number of clubs, he could be bold. He could say he only needs two or three clubs to name that player, or he could start basic and say he needs all six or eight or however many it may be. Then it would be up to the next person, either Joe or Ryan, to say they would need fewer clubs or tell Graham to name that player based on the clubs and the clues. So a few more specific details in there. Are we all following so far?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. If a player has repeat periods with a team, as in they've played there multiple times, I will tell you that. If they went on loan and then signed for the club next season, that club would count twice because that's how Wikipedia classifies it. We call that the Wikipedia rule. If you know the player outright, you can bid zero names, and then the person can either bid negative names or challenge you to name it. And when I say negative names, what that means is that you're naming the player and however many clubs you can think of. So if I said this player had a movie made about him and how he kicks a ball with a lot of swerve on it, you could bid -3. You could say Manchester United, Real Madrid, and the LA Galaxy, and obviously David Beckham. But then if there are repeat clubs for the player, as I mentioned previously, you can name them multiple times. So sticking with David Beckham, you could have said -5 and said United, Madrid, the Galaxy, and then AC Milan and AC Milan, since he went there on loan twice. So that's the way Wikipedia lists it. That's the way we include it. You kind of have to know, but if you're stuck, if you've gone negative and you know that there's a repeat in there, then you could always just throw out a club that you think maybe they played for twice. If you guess the player correctly, you get a point. If that person gets it wrong, then whoever challenged them to name that player gets the point. So those are the basics. As with most games, you'll sort of get it as we go, I'm guessing. Listeners, that may have been confusing. Maybe instead of listening to it at 3x speed or whatever nonsense it is Joe listens to, you might have to slow down a little bit to get all that detail. But why don't we do this? Why don't we do a test round just to kind of, for no points, but we'll go through it really slowly. We'll kind of work it all out together, and then we'll see if there are any lingering questions. Sound good?
One question to start off with, Tay-Tay.
Yes, sir.
Are you hosting this because you understand that three of us are too incompetent to do it, or that you're too embarrassed in case you choke out as a contestant, or both?
No, I really like playing, and as with most things, it's really fun to just get to sit back and listen to the other person's research. I volunteered to host because the way I do it, at least, like, takes a lot of time because it's finding the player, then finding good clues, and sort of I write it all out because I have minor OCD, so that it kind of flows a little bit easier. People in the past, co-hosts of the past, have tried to wing it and just have the player's Wikipedia page open. That always leads to chaos. So it ends up requiring a fair amount of work, though I will admit, explaining to my wife last night that I was working while our screaming toddler was screaming and there was like TV on in the background, I think she was slightly confused as to how I was working. But I was, and it was to prepare for this
one.
I'm happy.
That's my whole life.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm working. Leave me to watch West Ham versus Southampton, please.
Yeah, no one would think you were doing that for pleasure, Graham. Don't worry about that. But in the future, if anybody wants to host, they are more than welcome. I like participating and being embarrassed. On that note, Ryan, I look forward to you being embarrassed this time. But we'll start with you. How about that, Ryan? For this test round, this player has 6 clubs, no repeats. I would encourage you all to have a pen and paper to write some of these down so you're not trying to keep it all in your head. So 6 clubs, no repeats, 126 appearances for his national team, scoring 12 goals. So not a lot of goal scoring for him. He made his debut for his country back in 2008, but is still playing for them today, having made their most recent Nations League squad. I did not check to see if he played, but he was in the squad, so there you go. He's won league titles in Belgium, Portugal, and Russia. More recently, the DFB Pokal as well. And like I said earlier, he doesn't score that many goals, but he did score his then-club's first-ever goal in the Chinese Super League. So 126 appearances for his national team, 12 goals, made their most recent Nations League squad, made his debut for them back in 2008, league titles in Belgium, Portugal, and Russia, also won the DFB Pokal, and scored a goal in the Chinese Super League. Ryan Bailey, 6 clubs, no repeats. How many of those clubs do you need to hear?
One.
One club, says Ryan Bailey. Wow.
Is it only his first one you'll give me?
It is only his first, yes. I will give them to you in chronological order. You do not have to list them in chronological order.
Can I have 2 then, please?
Okay, all right. It's a test round, so we'll go 2. And we will go alphabetically, so we'll swing it back around to Graham.
So I have to go lower than 2, right? What are my options here?
You can challenge Ryan to name it, and then Ryan gets 2 clubs. You can go 1 or 0 or negative if you know the player and a few of his clubs.
Okay, so I'll go 1-2 so we can go through this process here. I feel like challenging Ryan might not be best for the test purposes, so let's go 1. I'll say 1.
All right. So then we go to Joe. Joe, you've gotten all those clues. Would you like to hear a little bit about like the way you can play this one strategically?
I would love to hear about the strategy,
too. Okay. So usually when you hear has a ton of appearances and very few goals, that is a defender or a midfielder. And when they're in double digits, I tend to think that's more of a veteran midfielder. If he made his debut in 2008, then he's in his like early to mid-30s, maybe his late-30s, depending on if he was a late bloomer. But if you know that he's in the Nations League squad, then you know he's playing for a European country. Then you can look at where he's won league titles. Usually I will jumble them up to confuse you. This time I did not. So that tells you that he won his first league title in Belgium. So he started his career in Belgium. So veteran midfielder who started his career in Belgium, but also played in China. Joe, Graham has said one club is what he needs to know. How say you?
I'm going to say negative...
There we go.
One. Negative one. I should be able to do more than that, but we'll start with negative one.
All right. Negative one, and we go to Ryan Bailey, who just frantically messaged that his connection had dropped. Ryan, is your connection still dropped?
I just rejoined. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you. Hooray. You are back in time to have missed all of those very helpful hints that I gave Joe, but to know that Joe bid negative two, was it, Joe?
Negative one. Negative one.
Negative one. So, Ryan, you can challenge Joe, or you can go negative two or more.
I challenge Joe.
All right. Joe Lowry, okay. Who's that player and one of his clubs?
So I'm pretty sure the player is Axel Witsel. Is that true?
You are correct.
Okay, and at least one of the clubs is Borussia Dortmund because he has played for Borussia Dortmund.
There you go. So Joe would get the point there. And it is always fun. I told you that this time. In the future, I will not tell you if you've gotten the player correct because it's always fun when a person lists the player in negative four clubs and then
and goes off,
they got
yeah.
the entire
yeah.
thing wrong. Yes, exactly. But yes, it was Axel Witsel. Started with Standard Liège, then Benfica, Zenit St. Petersburg, Tianjin Quanjin, Borussia Dortmund, and now Atletico Madrid. So Joe would have gotten that point. But Joe, unfortunately, that was the test round, so no points for you. But I feel like you've got to be feeling confident having started off strongly.
You know what? I feel good. I feel really strong. I feel like I really pulled one over on Ryan and Graham. I definitely didn't need your help at all. I feel like we're ready to do this thing.
All right. Then let's do this. Let's take one quick break. We'll build the drama. We'll come back to start the Wikipedia game officially. Back in just a moment.
Drama!
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is supported by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League Two after 15 seasons in the National League. Dedicated staff and supporters celebrate the city's return to glory while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in a higher league. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenge and rise again into League One? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX. Stream on Hulu. Welcome back. We're starting the Wikipedia game. Joe, we're going to start with you since you won the test round. So you get to pick the category. We have two. We have World Cup players, that is players who are very likely going to the World Cup. And then we have not World Cup players, which is players who are not going to the World Cup for any number of reasons.
Oh, it's been a good weekend. World Cup players.
Okay. World Cup players, we're going to start with this gentleman. Eight clubs, one of them twice, so you've got a repeat in there. Since his debut for the national team in 2011, he has played for them over 100 times, so another veteran. Among other things, he's won the FA Cup four times, the Champions League, and league titles in France and Italy. He is sponsored by Puma and voiced the Green Goblin in his country's version of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I did not know
what
that. Wikipedia
hell?
Tells me these things. Final one. According to his Wikipedia page, which is definitely not written by his agent, he has been described by pundits as one of the most underrated strikers in the world. So, Joe, eight clubs, one repeat, made his debut for his national team in 2011, has played for them over 100 times, four FA Cups, Champions League, league titles in France and Italy, Puma, Green Goblin, underrated striker. How many clubs do you need?
Okay, let's start with two, and we'll sort of see where this okay. ends up on the bounce.
Oh, boy. All right, so Joe says two. Ryan, we come to you.
So, if I have no idea, I can't say one, can I?
I mean, you can. And just
yeah.
really hope that Graham doesn't challenge you. Usually you don't give your strategy away by saying I don't know who it is, so it's
okay.
up to you.
I absolutely know who it is. It's going to be one for me, Taylor.
Oh, Ryan, you've given me such an easy out here. I challenge Ryan.
All right. Ryan gets one club, and it is Grenoble. Grenoble?
Oh, goodness me.
Uh-huh. How are you feeling, Ryan?
You have to try and guess the player now? This is how this
you
works?
You do.
Yeah. I was thinking it might be Angel Di Maria, but it's not going to be him at Grenoble.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does anyone else have any guesses? It is not Angel Di Maria, which means Graham gets a point there.
Who gets the turn to guess now?
I think Graham, since you got the point, Ryan missed it. We'll start with Joe again, since he wasn't involved. But does anybody have an idea of who that might have been?
Yes, I think so.
Go for it, Graham.
Who do you think it was, Graham?
Is it Olivier Giroud?
It is Olivier Giroud, yes.
Mm. Angel Di Maria didn't win 4 FA Cups.
He did not. He won 0.
I'm so good at this.
Yeah. I would not have led with Angel Di Maria, I promise you that. Yeah. all right, so Graham starts us off, and we do have a bunch of different players. I think I've got about 10, so maybe we'll play first to 3, and then if somebody does that really quickly, then we'll play another round after that. But for now, Graham is out in front, Ryan Woo-hoo. With some excellent strategery.
Thanks.
Joe, we come to you again. Would you like World Cup players or non-World Cup players?
I don't like going first. Let's do World Cup players once more.
Okay. This player has 6 clubs, no repeats. He's won league titles in 3 different countries, but not in England. He's also won the Champions League, Olympic gold, and the Copa America. His nickname is Fideo, which means noodle in Spanish. This will be his 4th World Cup. He's never won it, but he's finished runner-up once. 6 clubs, no repeats. League titles in 3 different countries, but not in England. Won the Champions League, Olympic gold, the Copa America. He's nicknamed Noodle. And this will be his 4th World Cup. He's never won it, but he finished runner-up once. Joe, how many you need?
All right, we're going to start with 2 again.
All right. Which I believe takes us back to Ryan. Ryan, I think after this one, maybe I'll sort of reverse the order every now and then. But Ryan, we come to you. So it's 1 or fewer, or you can ask Joe to name him.
1. I think I've got a better idea here.
All right. Graham? How are you feeling, Graham?
I challenge Ryan again.
All right. Graham has landed upon a strategy. Ryan, that one club that you are getting is Rosario Central.
Okay. Can you give me all the clues one more time?
Sure. League titles in 3 different countries, but not in England. Yep. Champions League, Olympic gold, Copa America. Nicknamed Noodle. This will be his 4th World Cup. He's never won it, but he finished runner-up once.
So I think it's an Argentine.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying yes or no.
Possibly Angel Di Maria. I don't think Messi's nicknamed the Noodle. 3 titles, but not in the Premier League. I'm going to say Angel Di Maria again. I've no idea.
Damn.
You are correct. It's unhealthy.
The strategy backfired.
I said I wouldn't lead with him. I didn't say he wasn't a category.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. That's tricky.
Rosario Central, Benfica, Real Madrid, Man United, PSG, and Juve, and why I emphasized that he had won nothing in England. Thanks for that, Angel.
Sorry, I don't think we gave
1 point.
I don't think we gave nearly enough pause on the whole Olivier Giroud Green Goblin thing. Is that was Olivier Giroud, wasn't it? That is just now sinking in for me. I'm so sorry. That's wild. I mean, Ryan, good job getting your point or whatever. But, you know, Olivier Giroud, Green Goblin. Wow.
Yeah, and he was better at it than Ryan Reynolds.
Now, hang on. That's Green Hornet, G.
Oh, damn. I'm not up to date with my superheroes.
I mean, I don't know. Ryan Reynolds has played a couple at this point. But, yeah, Willem Dafoe, still Green Goblin, chef's kiss. There is... he has an international teammate also doing a voice in that movie. I forget which character it is. I want to say it's Hobgoblin, but I'm not sure it is. But Presnel Kimpembe, also in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the French version.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Was that a useful hint, though? I'm sure that was the giveaway, right?
Very much so. Yeah, certainly.
All right. Well... We're gonna break tradition here. We're gonna start with Joe again, but we're gonna go in reverse order this time. So we're gonna go Joe and then Graham. I'm coming to you, Joe. World Cup players, non World Cup players.
All right, let's go non World Cup players.
Okay. These may be trickier. We'll see. This player has played for 10 clubs, two of them twice. So if you know those, you're out to an early lead. This player has 6 appearances for his national team, having made his debut in 2021 at the age of 32. He made his club debut for a team nicknamed the Terrors. Did not know who they were or that was their nickname. More recently, he's made over 200 appearances for his present Premier League club. He's noted for his versatility, and for that same club has played right back, right midfield, on the wing, and as a striker. Here is a random list of accomplishments. He won the Football League Trophy in 2010. He was a League One runner-up in 2012 and was the Premier League Player of the Month in July of 2020 and August of 2021. So, Joe, 10 clubs, two of them twice, 6 appearances for his national team, made his debut in 2021 at the age of 32. He made his club debut for a team nicknamed the Terrors, made over 200 appearances for his current Premier League team, plays a number of different positions, and won a bunch of different stuff, lower league level up to Premier League Player of the Month. 10 clubs, Joe.
Taylor, are you saying Terrors or Terriers?
Terrors. Yes, the Terrors. Oh,
I feel like Graham can name all 10 clubs and what kind of pie this guy likes to eat. We're going to start with, again, we're going to go a little higher. We're going to start with 3.
Wow. I like that Joe's like, oh, we're going to start like with like 9 or 10. No, he's going 3.
Well, I learned from the last time we played, if you start too high, it's already not going to make it around to me. But with 3, at least, maybe it's going to be harder for Graham to nail all 10. I don't know.
I have a feeling nobody is really confident on this one. Graham, Joe has said 3. How say you?
2.
All right. Ryan?
Show me your hand, Graham.
Does that mean name that player?
I think, yeah.
Is that what that means? Okay, go.
Calling it.
So,
yeah, he's challenged me.
Graham, Graham, you get 2 clubs. I kind of wish you'd said 3, so you would really have no help at all. Tooting and Mitcham United. And then Reading. Those are your 2 clubs.
Both Tooting and Mitcham. Wow, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to be really nice here. I'm going to give Graham an extra club.
No,
his third
club
is Tooting and Mitcham. It's Tooting and Mitcham United.
All right.
I knew as soon as I was getting an extra club that I wasn't actually getting an extra club.
You were not.
All right. This is going to be an annoying one because I have a feeling I'm going to kick myself when this I don't know who it is.
I feel like there's a thing that you all are overlooking with this one.
Is it the debut at 32?
Yes, and that he only has 6 appearances, having made his debut in 2021.
Okay,
Graham,
so
any thoughts?
The round is already over, correct? So Ryan gets the point.
Well, no, Graham hasn't gotten it wrong yet. So
I thought he said okay.
We're waiting to see that. Yeah,
my bad.
But Ryan challenged Graham, right?
Correct. Yeah. Graham said he didn't know, which means he had given up.
Yeah, I don't. So I'm just going to name a random player that is definitely not this player, but someone who's come up through the lower leagues, Ivan Toney. He hasn't made his international debut yet, so it's not him. But there we go, Ivan Toney.
You are incorrect. So Ryan gets that point. So it's a player who was eligible for this national team but chose to play for them. Joe, would it help to know that he plays for a CONCACAF team now?
Oh, that's intriguing. Mikel Antonio, of course.
It is Mikel Antonio.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Yep. I didn't realize he was 32,
Tooting
to be totally honest. Wow. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
He's still 32. Tooting and Mitcham United, Reading, Tooting and Mitcham United again, Cheltenham Town, Southampton, Colchester United, Sheffield Wednesday on loan, nice. Then Sheffield Wednesday on a permanent, Nottingham Forest, and finally West Ham, where he has been since 2015.
Oh, that's good. That's so good.
The thing, the good clue that I maybe should have got was the right back, right mid, and then striker route. That's very Mikel Antonio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. I was thinking Ricky Lambert, but then, I should have known a Tooting and Mitcham because Mikel Antonio was famously turned down by AFC Wimbledon, who are just a few miles down the street from Tooting and Mitcham. That's where he grew up.
I was going out of my way to not have Wimbledon involved in this, and yet Ryan still found a way.
There we
Credit to Ryan.
He always does.
Joe, you somehow have not been involved in any of these points. So we come back to you. Ryan has the lead. We're going to keep that order. So it's going to go Joe, then Graham, then Ryan. Joe, players not going to the World Cup or World Cup players?
World Cup players.
Okay. All right, let me find one that I feel like all of you will be comfortable with.
Taylor's taking pity on me, which I appreciate.
I want it to just be a ruthless scrap, this one.
All right,
okay.
Here we go.
World Cup players, 9 clubs, 3 of them twice. So, He is, bounced around, but then back to those clubs. Scored 68 goals in 102 appearances for his national team. He can speak 7 languages fluently and can understand German. Would you like those languages, or is that not useful?
Maybe we'll circle back.
Languages?
Okay, Graham wants them.
French, Dutch, English, Portuguese, Italian, Spanish, a Congolese, Swahili dialect, and then he can understand German, as I said. So French, Dutch, English, Portuguese, Italian, Spanish, Congolese, Swahili, understands German. When asked for his footballing inspiration, he cited 3 players, Nicola Anelka, Didier Drogba, and Ronaldo, original Ronaldo. Due to his number of high-profile club changes, he is currently the most expensive player ever, according to Wikipedia, because he has had such exorbitant transfer fees and has bounced around to fairly big clubs who paid those transfer fees. So, Joe, 9 clubs, 3 of them twice, a bunch of goals in a bunch of appearances for his national team, speaks a bunch of languages, inspired by Anelka, Drogba, and Ronaldo, a very expensive player, 9 clubs. How many do you need?
-4.
Woo, there we go. There we go. Graham, can you do better than -4?
Why not? Let's try and do -5. I'm not even sure if he's got 5 clubs, but yeah, there we go.
What did you say?
He's got 9 clubs. Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
And you can name the repeats, don't forget.
Okay. So I'll go -6 then.
Oh, no. All right, Ryan, to you, my friend.
So I've got to try and go -7 on this, right?
You do. If you know who it is.
Fine, okay, let's try it. -7.
Oh,
Jill?
Okay.
I don't have to go in order, do I?
You do not.
Okay.
So I would have to go -8, which would mean all but 1 club that he's played for.
Yes. Don't forget the repeats, though. 3
Sounds
of
like
them
we all
twice.
Know who it is.
Yep, I would say so.
Okay, so Ryan said 8. Sorry, I'm trying to write down which ones I feel like I know.
Ryan said 7, -7. So you could do -8 or -9.
That's two. I only have 7 down in my sheet. Okay, Ryan, well, I guess I challenge you to name the player and to name all 7 clubs, or 7 of the 9.
Darn it, Joe. All right, what all do right. I do first? Name the player first?
If you like.
I believe it's Romelu Lukaku.
I can neither confirm or deny, but yes, it's Romelu Lukaku.
Okay, so let's do this. Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
West Brom.
Mm-hmm.
Man United.
Mm-hmm.
Everton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's going to get this.
Inter Milan.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have Inter Milan twice?
If
you think
can
it's
have
twice.
Inter Milan twice.
Twice, yep. He's done somewhere else twice, surely. Everton twice. Everton twice.
You are correct.
Yes!
Everton twice. Oh. Everton on loan and then permanent. Also Chelsea twice. Yep. And then rounding it out, Anderlecht, where
Anderlecht.
He started his career.
Oh my gosh, how did I do
that? Was so scary. I almost had it.
That's so annoying, because I reckon if I'd thought about that, I'd noted them all down, I could have got 9, but yeah, it seemed...
I never
would have
gotten
West Brom. We were playing to
3. Never, not a chance.
We were playing to 3. Ryan has 3 points. So Ryan Bailey, I think, wins the first round of the Wikipedia game.
Well done.
So Ryan, would you like to celebrate? And then maybe we'll do one more round of 3 after that. But Ryan, do you want a moment to celebrate, to gloat, to talk trash to your opponents?
I will say, I don't deserve this. I know nothing. That makes you 2 garbage.
Honestly, can't argue with that. That's well done.
All right. We'll be back with the revenge round right after this quick break.
Woo!
Today's episode is brought to you by Shopify. On the Total Soccer Show, we often talk about the importance of a manager who can clearly and effectively communicate their tactics and then a squad of players capable of executing that approach, but also adding some individual flair along the way. And that's the same relationship you're getting with Shopify. You tell them how you want things to work or what you need to get done, and they execute the game plan, sometimes even better than you could have expected, with Shopify Magic, their AI-powered all-star. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real store stage, all the way to the did we just hit over 1 million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. From what I've heard from family members who use Shopify for their online store, which has evolved into an amazing brick-and-mortar location, Shopify has helped with that growth, and with every step along the way, they've made it easier to process and track orders, run the business day-to-day, and help with long-term growth as well. So whether you're auctioning autographed jerseys or selling custom stadium prints, both of which are awesome, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, the aforementioned AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States and is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, their extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/TSS. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TSS now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. One more time, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/TSS. Today's episode is brought to you by our old friends, Mac Weldon. Wouldn't it be nice if we could have things both ways, like a zero-calorie cheeseburger, internet ads in March that weren't just reminders to do your taxes, a dog that never needs walking after midnight when it's cold, a Manchester United that is consistently good instead of their current scattershot approach? Well, we tend to think of clothing as an either-or situation as well. People think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort. But it's possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. From their light-as-air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees and versatile yet comfortable pants, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style. I got a few things recently, including a long-sleeve polo, which I love, maybe the most comfortable t-shirt, which I also love, and my new favorite sweatpants, the Ace sweatpant. It's exactly what I described above, comfort and versatile, but still stylish. It's the type of sweatpant I can wear to pick up my kids from daycare and not think, I'm now wearing sweatpants in public, the other parents will judge me. Now I just think, judge away, nerds, because you will never be this comfortable unless you're also wearing a pair, in which case, high five. Mack Weldon is not flashy. It's just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. They're designed to fit both your style and the demands of modern life. So get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TSS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TSS to get 20% off your first order. Thank you to Mack Weldon for sponsoring today's episode. Welcome back. Congratulations again to Ryan for winning that first round. Commiserations to Graham and Joe, who are now not as good as Ryan. But hopefully one of you can turn that around. In our second round of the Wikipedia game, Graham, we're going to start with you. You have not gotten to pick a category yet, nor has Ryan, but you do now. Would you like World Cup players or players not going to the World Cup?
Let's go non-World Cup players again.
Okay. All right. I'm excited for this one. This gentleman has 9 clubs, no repeats. So it's another one with a fairly lengthy club history. 25 goals in 87 appearances for his national team. He married and subsequently divorced the sister of a national team teammate. Ooh. So some drama there. He's won the Golden Boot at the World Cup, the Puskás Award, and has a species of coral named after him. No word on which of those achievements he is most proud of. He has been in the team of the season in France, Germany, and Spain, so in the leagues there, as well as in the Champions League Best 11, the Copa America Best 11, and the World Cup Best 11. 9 clubs, no repeats, 25 goals in 87 appearances, married and divorced the sister of a national team teammate, Golden Boot at a World Cup, Puskás Award, species of coral, and then been in the team of the season in France, Germany, Spain, in the Champions League, in the Copa America, and the World Cup. Graham, 9 clubs, how many do you need?
Okay. I am going to go -4.
Woohoo! Oh. Starting off big, we come to Joe. Joe, can you beat -4?
I'm going to challenge Graham because I cannot beat -4.
Do you know who it is?
I do not know who it is.
Okay. I think I know who it is.
All right, let's see if Graham does. Graham, that player and their clubs.
Okay, so this is embarrassing if it's not this player, but I reckon this player is James Rodriguez. Yep. Colombia are not going to this World Cup. And the 4 clubs that I've got are Porto, Real Madrid, Monaco, and that ill-fated spell he had at Everton, which didn't last long.
You are correct. A point for Graham Ruffin.
Back in the game.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Envigado, Banfield, Porto, Monaco, Real Madrid, loaned Bayern Munich, Everton, Alrayan, and now at Olympiakos, a move that I missed, though he's only made one appearance so far, so who knows about that one. Graham gets the point. Joe challenged him. Ryan not involved, so Ryan gets to pick the category. Hey, everybody gets a turn.
I'll say I knew the player there, but I could not have named any more clubs than Graham, so well done there.
Thank you.
Like, that's massive disrespect to Bayern Munich from you all, but you know, that's how it goes.
I kind of forgot that happened, to be honest,
totally
that he was
forgot.
At Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
So did most of Bayern Munich. It's fine. Ryan, which category are you going to go with?
Whose sister did James Rodriguez marry? That's what I
want. David Ospina.
Oh, of course. And she's a volleyball player, I want to say.
You are correct. Wow.
Yeah.
And for that, you get 0 points.
Yay. What's my categories?
World Cup players, non-World Cup players. Same
World Cup players, please.
Okay. Ooh, I think we're running. We got two more of these.
All right,
okay.
No World Cup players, please.
No. We got plenty for both. Don't worry about it. Okay. Here we go.
Which one are you
with
going
Ryan, we'll go to Graham, then we'll go to Joe. Eight clubs, no repeats.
Hang on. Is this a World Cup or non-World Cup, Taylor?
This is World Cup.
Got it.
Likely going to the World Cup.
Okay.
This player.
Taylor's already seen the roster.
He's already
seen the roster, so he knows. Yeah, this player's definitely going to the World Cup.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I did have a moment where I kind of forgot and kept trying to find the squad list for the 2022 World Cup before I remembered we've got some time for that one.
Correct.
So this is why I say most likely going. Eight clubs, no repeats. He's managed 26 goals in 107 appearances for his national team. So again, another veteran. He's played for clubs in six different countries. He's won the Champions League twice with two different clubs. He was born in a city in a country that no longer exists and immigrated with his family to the country he now represents at the age of one. This will be his fourth straight World Cup. He's also played in two Euros. And I have one more clue if we would like it.
Yes. Always, sure. Yeah.
He has a weird club career. He's played for some of the biggest clubs in the world, but he's also played for a club that has been relegated and a club that probably should have been if relegation were allowed.
Okay.
Eight clubs, no repeats, 26 goals in 107 appearances, six different clubs in six different countries. He's won the Champions League twice with two different teams. Born in a city in a country that no longer exists, immigrated with his family to the country he now represents at the age of one. Four straight World Cup, two Euros, weird career. Ryan, let's start with you. Eight clubs, how many do you need?
Oh, I think we all probably know who this is, so I'm going to have to go big. Minus.
Oh, wow.
Four.
Okay, so I've given this one away, have I? All right, minus four. Graham, to you.
challenge Ryan.
Oh no!
Sorry, Joe.
Okay.
Oh, the one MLS tie we get. Unbelievable.
There you go.
unbelievable.
So shall I go?
Sure.
I believe it's Jordan Sakiri.
You are correct.
So I'll say...
Oh, no.
I'll say the Chicago Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say the Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say the Stoke, the relegated team.
You are correct.
How many others do I have to get?
One more.
Did I say Liverpool?
You did.
Who else is there? Bayern Munich.
You are correct.
Yes!
He gets it. Ryan gets the point. Well
Good
done,
job,
Ryan.
Good job.
FC Basel 2, then FC Basel, then Bayern Munich, then Inter Milan, Stoke City, Liverpool, Lyon, Chicago Fire. Chicago Fire, I love you. But yeah, that was not the best team. Yeah. And my final hint was going to be think geometry because. so that was what? Graham challenging Ryan. So, Joe, once again, we come back to you. We have one more World Cup player, and then we have players not going to the World Cup.
We'll do a non
World Cup. By the way?
I am indeed.
Okay, good.
You have like 1,000, and Graham has slightly less than that, and I have zero. That's what the score is.
Well, we started over. So Ryan won the first game. Right now it's Graham won, Ryan won, Joe, goose egg.
So we're basically tied. It's all like we're all basically
tied.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
One score game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not going to the World Cup is this man. Okay, we'll do this.
okay.
It's well, there's a few. I'm just trying to decide. Okay. 10 clubs, One club three times, one club twice. So if you know those two, you're doing fine, but chances are you don't. His national team was eliminated in the final playoff round. He's won, so that's why they're not going. He's won league titles in the nation of his birth as well as with his current club. He's been the top scorer of the season in three different leagues and is a two-time MLS All-Star. He scored a controversial goal via the usage of his hand at the Copa America Centenario, which directly led to Brazil being ousted from the tournament. Those are your clues. 10 clubs, won three times, won twice. National team eliminated in the playoffs. He's won league titles in the nation of his birth as well as with his current club. Top scorer in three different leagues, two-time MLS All-Star, controversial goal at the Centenario. And we are starting with Joe.
Oh, okay. I think I know who the player is, so that's a good start. I'm going to say, oh, I'm going to regret if I don't go more, but I'm going to start with minus two.
Wow. Okay. That leads us to Ryan. I have made these clues way too easy. You all hustled me. You all were so nervous about not knowing these that I felt like for sure we'd have a few slow rounds, and instead we're jumping straight to the negatives, or you all are just that smart.
Don't speak too soon, Tater, because I didn't have a clue. Joe, what is it?
Okay, I think it's Raul Ruiz Diaz that fits the Peru thing. I don't remember anything about the Brazil hand Copa Centenario, so I could be way off on this. But Ruiz Diaz, Seattle in MLS, and Morelia in Liga MX. Those are the two clubs that I can name.
And you could have said Morelia again, because he went on loan there and then signed there permanently. So that was one of the repeats. You are correct, Joe. A point for Joe with Raul Ruiz Diaz. Yeah, I didn't remember that handball one either, but there you go.
This is what you all feel like every round. This feeling is what I'm feeling is what you all feel like. It feels good. I like it.
All right. So you each have one. We have, how many more clues do I have? I think I've got three at least more. So should we play to three or should we make this one winner take all?
Well, let's play to three, baby.
Okay, let's play to three. Okay,
Joe wants more.
Yeah.
He's out of taste.
I'm hooked now.
He's into it. He's into it. Okay, so Graham was not involved, and we're going to reverse the order, so it's going to go. No, we'll keep it going. We'll go Graham, Joe, Ryan.
Graham wants MLS players for 600, right? Graham, that's what you said you wanted?
This is not a trick. Checking. I believe we have exhausted the MLS component of this one.
All right, I'm out.
Graham, we have one World Cup player, and then we have a couple more non-World Cup players.
Okay, so let's do one non-World Cup player, so okay. The final two is one and one.
All right, this player, 11 clubs, two of them twice, in a 20-year career. He played. He made 122 appearances for his national team, but he will not be going to the World Cup because his country did not qualify, and he also recently announced his full retirement. He's considered his country's greatest ever attacker, likely their best ever player. He won the Coppa Italia five times with three different clubs. He also won the Champions League and Serie A to boot. He founded an academy in his hometown, and they are now competing at senior level in his country's top league. They are named after him. He had originally planned to retire from his national team in 2015, was persuaded to stay by the country's then manager. He subsequently led his country to its first major tournament in 2020, scored their first ever goal at a major tournament as well. So a pretty storied career for him, both at national team level and at club level. 11 clubs, two of them twice. Graham, we start with you.
Okay, so I'm going to go in higher than I think we've been in the whole show so far. So I'm going to start at five.
Okay, so Graham says five. Joe, what do you think?
I'm gonna go negative four. I feel like I know who it is.
Oh wow! What? Whoa! All right, negative four is an interesting number. Ryan, what do you think?
I'm pretty sure I know the player, but I don't think I can name four teams.
It's just all about throwing darts at a map of Italy, Ryan. That's how you name the teams. At least that's my plan. So,
I think I can name three. What did you say, four?
Yeah, negative four.
And if I can't get them, well, what happens? Does Joe get the point?
Well, Graham will have to challenge you. Because Graham could go negative five or more. Or no, Joe said four, so you'd have to say negative five. So Graham could say negative six or challenge you if you say negative
five. So Graham would get the point if you fail. And do we really want that, Ryan?
Yeah.
Do we really want that as a society? Do we want Graham getting more points or do we want me getting more points?
Go on then, Joe.
I can't name the club. Okay, so I got to name
four. Can I name the player, Joe? Will you let me name the player?
Yeah, okay. I have it written down in my notes. I'm going to send it in the Slack as you say it so that everyone knows that I'm not cheating. I have it typed in. 3, okay. 2, 1, sent.
Is it Goran Pandev?
Yeah, that's
it
what I put
Goran
in the chat.
Pandev. Yeah. All okay. right. Yeah, he retired like last week, I think. He announced his full retirement. So now all you need to do is name four clubs, Joe, and I think you're in trouble.
Good luck.
Okay, so he played for Inter, mm-hmm. for sure. He played he for did. Napoli, right? Mm-hmm. He played for Genoa very, very recently. And then I wow. believe that he played...
Now, Joe, don't forget, there are duplicates as well.
Oh, okay, let's make this simpler. Inter twice, right?
You are correct. Inter
or,
twice.
What is the...
There you go.
Does he play for Genoa well now, or does he play for Parma?
Parma.
Okay,
and
that,
has retired.
That is the other one that I had down on my list as one I thought had happened, but I could not remember for 100% certainty.
I can't believe how many of those you knew. Did you say also, did you say Genoa in there too?
Yeah, because that's the, I think he was playing for Genoa when he was playing at the Euros.
Is that the Euros?
Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And then yeah, he, yeah, and then he was playing for Parma, but
I couldn't have
retired.
I couldn't have told you where he was since Genoa, but yeah, well played, Joe.
I browsed transfer market pages for fun. That's all.
Yeah, I would have known Genoa as well, Tater, but only Inter Milan as well. I couldn't have done any others.
Balassica, Inter Milan, Spezia, Ancona, Lazio, Inter Milan, nice. Napoli, Napoli again, Galatasaray, Genoa, and Parma. Joe with a point. Nice. Joe out to the lead. Ryan challenged him. Graham, which category?
Good okay, job, so Joe. We've got one and one left, right? I so it doesn't really matter so. Either way. So we'll start with World Cup players.
All right. If we tie it up, we do have a tiebreaker if we get to that. We'll see what happens here. All right, Graham. Six clubs, no repeats for this player who is very likely going to the World Cup. He changed clubs this summer for a fair amount of money. He won the Africa Cup of Nations in 2021 and was the African Footballer of the Year in 2020. He has scored 34 goals in his 92 appearances for the national team. He scored on his debut for his new club this season. Six clubs, no repeats, changed teams this summer for a lot of money, scored on his debut, won Africa Cup of Nations, was the African Footballer of the Year, has scored 34 goals in 92 appearances. Graham, six clubs, how many do you need?
Okay, so minus four.
Oh, ooh. Graham.
Strong start. Joe.
Yeah, I challenge Graham.
Graham's not messing around. Graham
no,
wants that point. Graham,
no, he's not.
Yeah. Okay.
Graham,
so
can I name the player again? I like doing that.
Is this just so that you can prove you know stuff, Ryan?
Yep.
Yeah, because I can name maybe two of his teams. Three.
Okay,
I can name three.
Name the player then.
Sadio Mane. Is
yep.
it?
So that's who I've gone for.
I sounded too confident.
So the four clubs. So the three of them are easy. Bayern Munich. Obviously, that's the team he's joined this summer. Liverpool. He was at Southampton before then. And I'm pretty sure he was at Salzburg. I think that's where Southampton got him from, weren't they? Yeah. I couldn't name more than that, but that's my four.
Nice.
Sorry, Graham. We were looking for Red Bull Moops. It says Moops on the card over here. No, yes, you are correct. Salzburg, Southampton, Liverpool, Bayern Munich. Also, Metz and Metz B. I did not think anybody was getting either one of those. But a point for Graham.
Only,
well done, Graham.
Only 34 goals and 92 caps. That threw me off. But the AFCON stuff should have been enough. Good job, Graham.
I was wondering if maybe if I had left off the scored on his debut for his season, and that clue is actually going to finish. He scored on his debut for his new club this season, but maybe hasn't scored enough since then. But I was wondering if maybe you all would lean Koulibaly instead of Sadio Mane. But here we are. Ryan was not involved. Ryan, you have no say in this one because there's only one clue left of these categories. We have a player not going to the World Cup, 10 clubs, no repeats. This should be interesting. He played his first professional game in 2009 and had played for 9 of his 10 clubs by May of 2016. He changed clubs that summer. He's been with the same club ever since. He is his current club's all-time top scorer, registering 155 goals in 215 appearances, and has been the top scorer in his current league 4 different times with 2 different clubs. He has only played in 1 World Cup and 2 Euros, despite a fairly lengthy career. He did manage to win one of those. He hasn't won a ton of silverware, but has managed, aside from the aforementioned big title, or one of the big titles, has managed the DFL Super Cup in 2014, a Serie B title in 2012, and the Coppa Italia in 2019. 10 clubs, no repeats. Played his first game in 2009. By May of 2016, had played for 9 of his 10 clubs, but he's been with that other one for a very long time, scoring 155 goals in 215 appearances. Top scorer in his current league 4 times. Only played at 1 World Cup and 2 Euros, but he did manage to win one of those things, and has won a few other pieces of silverware in there as well. Ryan, 10 clubs, how many do you need?
2.
Ryan says 2. We'll keep it going in that order. Graham.
1.
Joe.
-1.
Ryan.
Well, Joe, go on then.
Okay. Oh, man, I don't know this for sure. Is the player Ciro Immobile in Lazio? That's all I got. If the answer is no, then I have failed.
No.
Ryan, Joe Lowry, no. Is correct. Joe Lowry wins the game.
What?
3 points for Joe with Ciro Immobile.
He played in Germany at some point. He played in Germany?
Borussia Dortmund.
Wow.
Yeah, he's at Dortmund.
I did not know
did
that.
Did he go to Lazio in 2016?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that threw me. Okay.
Right? Me too. Because I remember him bouncing around a whole bunch. Yeah. Started at Juve, Siena, Grosseto, Pescara, Genoa, Torino, Borussia Dortmund, Sevilla, Torino, and then Lazio.
Wow.
What a rush.
There we go. Good
was job, he not the replacement for Lewandowski when he went to Dortmund from Torino?
I think he was, yeah. Yeah. That worked out really well. 24 appearances, 3 goals. Not quite what you're looking for when you're replacing Robert Lewandowski. Just ask Bayern Munich. Joe, congratulations. Graham, commiserations. Graham, you did get second place that time. Ryan, dead last, but the winner of the first one.
I thought you said the first one was the test. The whole first round was a test, right? Right? Right?
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Yeah, okay. Same.
We have one more, but I don't think it will be fair because I think it will end up favoring Ryan. So I'm just going to say Ryan and Joe, co-winners. Graham, you did your best.
Oh, thanks. I mean, my strategy, when you, Taylor, at the top of the show, you said that the person who challenges most often wins because they make the other person look foolish. I instantly went, that is my strategy for Ryan, and it totally backfired. So thank you for that.
I apologize.
Graham, I am perfectly adept at making myself look foolish. Thank you very much. I don't need your help.
Hey, but that was very impressive because you all really did seem to espouse a lot of nervousness about this one and uncertainty about the rules. I should say Graham and Ryan did. Joe seemed pretty like he was ready for it and had been, I'm assuming, downloading Wikipedia into his floating brain.
Yep.
But that was really just a Monday
for him.
Yeah, that's not anything because of this show. That's just a normal activity for me. I do think it is hilarious, Ryan, that you and I won, even though we know far less about players and their paths and just in general about soccer facts and movement than Graham does. This game is a cruel one, but you know what? Today it worked out for us.
Yeah. I got caught up in the strategy. Yeah. That was my mistake. Yeah.
I feel like I led you astray, Graham. I apologize. I do think, like, for people listening at home, I've said this before, I will say it again, it's way harder in person because your brain locks in on certain clues and it kind of disregards other things that would immediately rule those clues out. And then you focus on how to make the player that you're thinking of fit and you end up missing a ton of details. Taylor, so it's a credit to you all.
Can I say, and that last one, I was like, this is Harry Kane from the very start. And then, he didn't play in Germany. And it threw me completely. And then I couldn't focus on that last question at all.
Right, that's the worst. I mean, like, I got this one. And then the final clue just disrupts that fully.
And also, Harry Kane's going to the World Cup.
Well, we'll see.
But just for like a few days, right? Just like for, I don't know, 7-8 days?
Only to finish third in the group?
I think. Yes,
can you get relegated
champion
from the World Cup? Is that possible?
Yabern.
We gotta
Wait,
go.
Did England get relegated this week? That doesn't happen, does it? Is that possible? Ryan, what happened? How you doing? Huh? All right.
Oh, is this show still going?
It is. It's mostly just me mocking England.
Okay.
But yes, congratulations to Ryan for winning the first round. Joe to the second. Graham, you did some great category picking, my friend.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, Ryan, I'm turning it back over to you. Hosting duties fulfilled.
Oh, Taylor, fantastic job. Thank you very much for making my job much easier today.
My
Should
pleasure.
We just emphasize one more time that TSS Live from New York is on November 20th at 8 Eastern in Brooklyn. The link is in the show notes. Please come and see us because we need to loud Joe with the glory that he requires from this game. Right, Joe?
Yeah, I'll be signing any body part you choose to sort of thrust my way.
I think we will have, like, I'm planning to prepare some like non-conventional trivia. So it won't just be like facts and figures. Maybe we'll do some Wikipedia game, but I think in the past we've done, is this a real or made up team that once played in the United States?
Nice.
That's always a great one because some of the names, ridiculous.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll play that one, maybe some other ones as well. So hopefully people can join us for the live show.
Marvelous. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Tater Rockwell, thank you very much for quizzing us on this episode.
My pleasure. That was a lot of fun, guys. Thanks.
Graham Ruthven, pleasure as always, sir.
Thank you, Ryan Bailey, and well done, Taylor. That was genuinely brilliant.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. And Joe Lowry, genuinely brilliant from you too, sir.
Oh, right back at you, fellow winner, Ryan Bailey.
Oh, thanks. Listener, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have another one on the feed shortly. If you like this game, let us know and we'll play again. But for now, bye.